Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the first part of the epistle. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, enlighten minds. You gave your full-throated amen to that prayer this morning. Do you remember? That was the collect of the day. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, that confessing Jesus as Lord, we may be led into all truth. Enlightened by the Holy Spirit, minds. Led into all truth as we confess Jesus as Lord, mouths. Now, how in the world does that happen? How does that happen? Would you like to know the answer? Would you? Okay, then, but I warn you, the answer may just blow your minds. Do you still want to know? Do you? Okay, here goes. Listen very closely, and I'm going to give it to you from my own translation. The text says, now this is all about having enlightened minds by the Holy Spirit. Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit. With humility of mind, treat the other person as the most important, and not yourself. Don't concern yourself with your own interests, but instead be concerned about everyone else's needs. Now, can you just summarize what you've just heard in one word? I'll give you a hint. It begins with an L. Has four letters. Ends with an E. Yes, that's right. L-O-V-E. Love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is how people talk who have Holy Spirit enlightened minds. Why am I being so selfish? Why am I being so self-centered? I'm now going to put myself last. I'm a nothing. My brothers and sisters in Christ, they are everything. What does my spouse need? I'll give it to him or her. What does my child need? I will help him or her. What does my mother need? Ooh. What does my dad need? Are you listening, kids? What does my congregation need? My school, my country. Will that mean less for me? Well, yes, of course it will. Does my neighbor deserve it? No, most likely never. But the big question is, will what you do benefit your neighbor? That's the key. If what you do edifies or builds up your neighbor, then you will do it as a Christian. You will give yourself to your neighbor in sacrificial love. This is a Holy Spirit enlightened mind. This is what it means to be led into the truth. Living not for yourself, but rather sacrificing yourself for the sake of other people. That is the life that flows from faith in Jesus Christ. Now, speaking of Jesus, that's precisely the way it is with him. Have you noticed? He came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus is the one who made himself a nothing, a servant, humbled himself, and then gave his life on the cross as the ransom and the atonement to win forgiveness and salvation for you. Do you deserve it? Not hardly. Did you earn it? No way. Did Jesus do all that stuff to make himself look good? No. Then why did Jesus do it? Again, it's that four-letter word, L-O-V-E. Here's love is for you. And that's why Jesus sacrificed himself for you. Even while you were his bitterest enemies, while you were yet sinners, he died for you, Scripture teaches. You are the ones who needed saving. You needed forgiveness, and you couldn't do anything about it. In fact, you didn't even care about it. And so that's when Jesus rolled up his sleeves and went to work, did his Good Friday salvation job for you, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. That's the rest of Philippians 2, you remember. All our sin now has been answered for. Death and Satan have been defanged and neutered. Our relationship with God has been changed from damning wrath to gracious mercy. And now, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ, you for whom he has died, you whom he has redeemed, he has very good use for all of you. with Holy Spirit enlightened minds through holy baptism to live a certain way. What is that way of living? It is to live not for yourself, but rather for other people. To know the truth that you do not live to be served, but to serve. Again, let me read the text, my translation. Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit. With humility of mind, treat the other person as the most important and not yourself. Don't concern yourself with your own interests, but instead be concerned about everybody else's needs. Such humility you learn from Jesus. Such humility you receive from Jesus. For he's still the same Savior. He humbles himself before you today. Even though he is highly exalted, he puts you first. Your needs, your greatest need. No selfishness with Jesus, no conceit with Jesus. And so humbly he comes as your servant that you hardly even notice it. With the bread, he gives you his most holy body. And humbly with the wine, he gives you his most holy blood, and with his promise that your sins are all forgiven. Brothers and sisters, what a Savior. Totally self-effacing. Totally self-giving. And now all that is yours in him. Holy Spirit enlightened minds and all the truth that he brings and gives for you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.